person who can't hear is what?
Deaf.
Okay. And if you go out in the summertime and work in the yard or something, you probably do what? You get wet with what?
Sweat.
Okay. And you say, boy, I sure did, I must have what? A gallon yesterday.
Sweated a gallon.
Okay. What about a sore place that comes on your arm or your leg or something that's kind of humped up like this and it has white stuff in it?
Like
when
he's got
like that.
Right.
Okay. Kind of sore too, aren't they?
Yeah, he's joking.
Did you lance that or?
No, it's. I just put on some stuff that has just really drawn that just about all out.
Was it just a medicine you put on there?
It's a back. They call it Idex Save.
Well, I never heard of
that. Your back is tar.
Black Save.
I never heard of such a thing, and it just draws it right out.
Yeah, I never have. I hadn't had to lent it at all.
Well, now that is.
And
great.
Nearly you were seeing it the other day. It was up north.
Well, that's good to know. It's called what?
I show you the
tea
book.
Idex Save.
Yeah.
Black Idex.
Well, I'm glad to know for that, because I sure don't like getting those things lanced. That's no fun.
Mom tried to get it out. And it was a fat
witch hazel. I believe it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't see.
And that is worth the money.
Well, I'll sure have to remember that witch hazel plant. What was it in the old age that they used to try to put on risins and say they would draw them to a head and it never did work for me? There was some kind of, wasn't bacon?
No. Yeah, fat meat.
Fat meat? Yeah, that's what it was.
I remember snuff on one.
Well,
that's when you are poison of it.
Now, steam.
Yeah, now that's what I do with the steam. I got a bee. One day I was working out in the yard and a bee flew up my pants leg and stung me on the calf of the leg and I had some pipe tobacco. And I just wet that and put it on there and tied my handkerchief around it and it never did swell
never
up.
Did buy.
Sometimes when you do lance these, though, what comes out of them?
Pus.
Pus.
Okay. If you hurt your hand or something and it gets big, you say, my hand is all...
swollen.
Okay. Have you ever heard, when somebody gets a chill and they shake real hard, have you ever heard that called a buck ague? Or an ague or anything
like that? Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term, the swelling that comes up around a cut? What's that called? Have you ever heard anybody use the term proud flesh?
Proud flesh.
Okay. And what is it in the old, I don't think people use it much anymore, but when I was a child, they put, when you got a cut or something, they put a kind of purple medicine on it that just burned like the dickens. I think they use something that doesn't burn.
Iodine, yeah. Or mercurochrome.
That's what, well, mercurochrome doesn't burn, and I used to hate to see that iodine bottle come. Back in the days when they used to have a lot of malaria or something, they'd take, or you'd take a lot of what to?
Quinine.
Disease that people get, or used to get especially, I guess they still get it, they turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice?
When a person stops living, you say, well, last week he
died.
Okay. And a place where a person is buried.